This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with a podcast called Friday Night Rants. You know, it's odd. Last night, I made a podcast about how peaceful and wonderful my life is, and how it's odd how in 24 hours, things can change. You know, it's when you have children, when you bring them into this world, it's the most wonderful experience. You bring them up, and you raise them up. And the thing is, though, you can never divorce your children. Their traumas and things are always going to be your own. Their dramas are going to be your own because you love them and you want them to be a part of your life. Let me tell you about my children. My oldest is 23, and she made it through high school, thank goodness. The first thing she did when she got out of high school was marry the village idiot. Now, I tried to talk her out of it. Well, no, I tried to just talk to her about it, but she was in love. He had been her high school sweetheart. They got married, and now a few weeks ago, she's talking to me about divorce. And, you know, you sit there and you kind of shake your head. And we'll just have to see how that goes. That's something that's looming on the horizon. Oh, and then I have my middle child, my son, Eric. He graduated from high school and then jumped from job to job, floated around. Excuse me. And I kept telling him, you know, you need to get an education, you need to make a decision about your life. And eventually he did. He joined the military. He joined the National Guard. Become a weekend warrior. I told him, boy, are you out of your mind? The world's at war. You know, you're going to get shipped over to Iraq and be shot at. But he said it was something he wanted to do, so he joined the military. Made it through his introduction stuff and then got shipped off to boot camp, and he made it off through that. And when he come out of boot camp, it turned out he got assigned to the 39th Battalion something out of Little Rock, Arkansas, who were just coming back from an extended stay in Iraq. They had been over there for some ungodly amount of time, and he got assigned to them at the perfect time, because not only are they not going back to Iraq, he's not going either. And I was just so happy. I thought, man, we missed the bullet on that one, you know, dodged it. You know, I'm happy. You know, now don't get me wrong, I love the soldiers that are over there, I'm proud of them, but as a parent, you know, I was praying to God my child wouldn't have to go. And it turns out that dream came true. I mean, the good Lord smiled on me again. And it was so, so fortunate. And then today, I heard from my youngest, Beth. Her name's Elizabeth Marie. We call her Beth. Is 19. I've been saying she's 18. She's actually 19. They grow up so fast. She graduated from high school last year. She had a full scholarship. She went to college. Last 2 weeks, said she wanted to find herself and left college. And I've talked to her. I've been saying, go back to college. You got to have an education. I mean, you've got the whole world in front of you. And it's just pick and choose. You know, it's wonderful. And she called me today. And she found herself. She joined the Army. She joined the Army. She didn't join the National Guard like her brother. She didn't become a weekend warrior. She joined the Army. She's been sworn in. She leaves later this month for her MEPS or whatever the hell those are, and then some other tests, and then she's off to boot camp, and she is in the Army. Oh, I didn't bring these children into this world to kill me, but I swear they are going to. You know, I've been sitting here all night thinking about this. I don't want my baby to go off to war. But that's apparently what's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to go. You know, children, you can't divorce them. They're always going to be a part of your life. And even though you can create the most peaceful and wonderful life for yourself, they can come in and bring dark clouds that, you know, they may not see them as dark, you may see them as dark, and they may not even be dark. I mean, she's made a decision about her future. I should respect that. She's 19 years old. But, oh, man! She's in the army! That's my baby! Oh, this is my Friday night rant. And I just had to share it with somebody. I just had to share it with somebody and tag your it. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light, my friends.